Hello, everyone. Today's devotional comes from Psalm 55. It's a little bit of a longer psalm, so I think it would be helpful if we just had the passage in front of us on our Bibles or on our phone. Again, the passage is Psalm 55, and I'll read that for us. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not yourself from my plea for mercy. Attend to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint, and I moan because of the noise of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they drop trouble upon me, and in anger they bear a grudge against me. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. And I say, oh, that I had wings like a dove! I would fly away and be at rest. Yes, I would wander far away. I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hurry to find a shelter from the raging wind and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, divide their tongues, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around it on its walls, and iniquity and trouble are within it. Ruin is in its midst. Oppression and fraud do not depart from its marketplace. For it is not an enemy who taunts me, then I could bear it. It is not an adversary who deals insolently with me, then I could hide from him. But it is you, a man, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend. We used to take sweet counsel together. Within God's house, we walked in the throng. Let death steal over them. Let them go down to Sheol alive, for evil is in their dwelling place and in their heart. But I call to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I utter my complaint and moan, and he hears my voice. He redeems my soul in safety from the battle that I wage, for many are arrayed against me. God will give ear and humble them, for he who is enthroned from of old, because they do not change and do not fear God. My companion stretched out his hand against his friends. He violated his covenant. His speech was smooth as butter, yet war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, will cast them down into the pit of destruction. Men of blood and treachery shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in you. Every time I read Psalms like this, my heart churns a little bit. David has hit rock bottom, and he's just in so much pain. In verse 4 and 5, he says, my heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. And what hits my gut even more is the next few verses, where David is just wanting to become like a dove, so that he could grow wings and fly away from the unbearable pain he's enduring. In verses 9 to 11, David describes the people who are out to give him anguish, and they're people filled with violence and strife, trouble and ruin, oppression and fraud. They're ready to hurt and to devour. And what makes all this worse is what David describes in verses 12 to 14. These evil people who are hurting and devouring David are not just any random people. He says, for it is not any enemy who taunts me, then I could bear it. It is not an adversary who deals insolently with me, then I could hide from him. But it is you, a man, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend. This is someone whom David used to commune with, someone he called a friend, who has now betrayed him. My parents are visiting me for a couple of days here in Boston, and just a couple of hours ago, before the time of recording this devotional, We got to talking and thinking back on one of our family's worst times in our lives, which was so fitting with this passage, and I felt moved to share this story. This was back 10 years ago. There was a man who my dad was getting to know and partnering with in his work, who completely turned his back on my dad out of jealousy and fear. And he did everything in his power to bring my dad down. Long story short, this man falsely accused my dad of a myriad of crimes in order to frame him as a thief and as a fraud. And eventually, with all of the legal disputes, our family spent everything that we had ever saved up on legal fees, to the point where we were unsure whether we would be able to sleep with a roof over our heads. It would have been a lot easier for my dad if this was just some random person, but just like this psalm describes, this was not just any man. It was actually someone from our church, our community of faith. This man began to tell everyone in the church about these false claims about my dad to win people over and hoping to have our family in such distress that we'd move away to a different place entirely. At this time, especially for my dad, it really did feel like these outcries of David in this psalm. I am restless in my complaint, and I moan because of the noise of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they drop trouble upon me, and in anger they bear a grudge against me. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling have come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. As we were having this conversation, my mom said that at the time, there was literally nothing that she could hold on to, absolutely nothing, except God. Even as husband and wife, my parents found no consolation from one another. This situation was it was just too much to bear with human strength. The only one they could trust was God. After everything was gone, only God remained. Verse 16, but I call to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I utter my complaint and moan, and he hears my voice. He redeems my soul in safety from the battle that I wage, for many are arrayed against me. God will give ear and humble them, he who is enthroned from of old, because they do not change and do not fear God. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. At the end of the day, David has faith. Yes, he wants to fly away, and he's very scared, and he's deeply in pain, but he has faith. He knows that if he casts his burdens on the Lord, he will sustain him. Maybe something came to mind today as we read through this passage together, something that is causing us anguish, where we just want to grow a pair of wings and to fly away. Let's bring that to the Lord today in full trust, because we know that when we do, he will sustain us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your firm foundation. When everything in life is a whirlwind, you are the ground we stand on. As we come to you to cast our burdens, Lord, won't you sustain us and help us to keep trusting in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.